Well, man, let's go back to the Truett Insurance and Bonding Hotline and talk with Bryant. Yeah. Bryant Whaley, are you with us?
Bryant, hello.
Hey, yes, sir, I'm here.
Hey, man, thanks so much for being part of the show this morning. This is Bryant Whaley. He's the Director of Economic Development for the City of Prattville. And we all go through Prattville, wherever you are in the state, right
sure.
on 65. And everybody stops there all the time.
We ate at Cracker Barrel on the way back from Maxwell Air Force Base and the Blue Angels. That's right.
Well, and Bryant, if I'm remembering right, you've been there about a year or so. And I remember, within days of you getting there, you got a Whataburger landed. So, you were on it from day one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we've been fortunate there. I've been there a little over a year, about 14 months now. Come over from East Alabama and Randolph County, which is right above Auburn. So
yeah.
County of about 26,000 to a city of 40,000. So a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I tell you what, man, there's, Prattville's got a ton of retail stuff down there. And
more, if you go down that main corridor, as you come over the causeway into Prattville, when you go west on that corridor, it's surprising to me just how far down it goes with all, a lot of new growth.
Yeah. And let me ask you this, because I guess kind of to kick things off is, in your job of all that, retail's great, but like we said, all these things are big wins for the tax base and the community. If you get a Whataburger, they're generating money, but they're all the retail malls or shopping centers.
But also,
I'm assuming you're going after, manufacturing stuff. What's a typical day like?
Good question. That's one thing I love about economic development is, in years past, it's shifted from the industrial stuff to where it's more, when I say economic development, it's a lot more of the community. It's a lot more community driven, workforce driven, education driven, and it's also industrial stuff, but also expansion. So it's never the same thing every day. There's something different every day, something going on. When a site selector comes looking at you, of course you have to have a workforce, a good site. But, quality of life is a big thing, too, and that's something we take pride in Prattville is, our growth is good. People are moving. People are staying. So that makes it a lot easier when you're trying to recruit somebody when you have all the good numbers going your way.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. And among the things, I always was fascinated by how quickly Prattville won the Bass Pro Shop, which now has some age on it for sure. But that's a great economic feature and an anchor for that exit in that area.
Yeah, and everybody knows where it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, a lot of the stuff, when you think of Prattville, don't forget about the Robert Trent Jones Golf Course.
Absolutely. Another anchor,
And it gets over a quarter million people come visit it every year with over 100,000 rounds of golf. And it shows you people are coming from everywhere, from Atlanta to Birmingham, flying in, coming to that. But, another thing people don't realize about Prattville is how strong our industries are. You look back in history, 1839, 1840, when Prattville was founded, Daniel Pratt founded his cotton gin. That was the first industrial big prospect for the state of Alabama that really got the industrial boom going. The heart of manufacturing really began in Prattville.
Yeah,
that is interesting. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
That's the place downtown. We had Alec Whaley on, that was redoing. Was it that what he was redoing into apartments and all down on the river?
You're right. That opened in December. Is already full, 127 loft apartments, and people love it. Our downtown people, when they think of Prattville, they think of the interstate. I know you mentioned Cracker Barrel and all that, but going downtown is really, really great. We got rated one of the top downtowns in the state. We have a program coming up in the fall. Parade of Pumpkins is real big. Christmas, we got rated as looked like a Hallmark movie down there. So, we have a lot of quality of life stuff that happens down there that people really do love and enjoy and that people come from all the time. In our recent Christmas parade, I was on it for the first time. And, coming from a small town of, Roanoke, 6,500 to there was more people there than the entire city of Roanoke for one parade.
That
was really cool to see.
Yeah. Well, man, how do you approach people? Do you spend a lot of time talking with real estate brokers? Or do they approach you, or do you go after new projects? How does that work? Yeah. How do you find new stuff to bring to town?
Well, the first thing you have to do is know your product, and you have to have sites available. You have to know what's out there. And, sometimes realtors will come to us or say for a site, if you recently, I know on LinkedIn, the City of Prattville was just designated as a CSX silver site for industrial park. And what that means is that all the due diligence has been done. We have rail, but also we have utilities. We have all that out there. We're not far from the interstate. We have a good workforce. So when you put your product out there, that attracts people, but also people are looking too. So I get it from both sides. Some people come looking, but some people say, hey, I saw your site. You have rail. Let's look at this project right here. And that's how a lot of that works. You just have to be able to put all the pieces together. I say economic development is like building a quilt. It's our job to connect people together. And, you know, sometimes we get it from both sides of saying, hey, man, I need help with workforce. You know, Central Alabama Community College has a campus in Prattville now. We're proud of it. You know, saying, hey, we got some work-based training for it. So it comes from both sides of it, and you just got to know your product, know your people, know your statistics, demographics, and all that, and be ready to go, because you never know who's going to call on a single day.
Folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio. We are on the air with Bryant Whaley, the City of Prattville's Director of Economic Development. And Bryant, it strikes me, or we've been talking about industrial development, but there are some industry partners who are already there, and as mm-hmm. you're saying, kind of weaving the things together in workforce. I mean, if folks are out there, you know, there are a lot of jobs. I mean, it's a common factor, a common string that's been weaved through so many of our discussions with folks, that people are looking for good employees, or sometimes any employee. Mm-hmm. Are there some folks down there who you could indicate, hey, if you've got this skill set or that skill set, we'd love to have you down at yeah. Prattville?
You know, really proud of James Hardy in Prattville. If you're familiar with yeah. that was landed a couple years ago. But what's really cool about that is when they finish their expansion, they will be the world's largest Hardy factory, will be in Prattville, Alabama.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's really cool. International Paper, you know, they're there, and they have over 700 employees, but constantly looking for people because of their paper industry. What's really interesting about it, the pulp from the pine that comes in there is used in everything from, of course, paper. But you want to think about it, but it's used in baby diapers. The fiber, the fibers within the pine tree, the pulp is used in baby diapers. Huh. Another cool story, if you see the yellow school buses, I'm sure everybody knows a yellow school bus.
Sure, but
the,
sure.
The brake pads on them are actually manufactured in Prattville at a company called Fros Lee.
Oh.
And so every yellow school bus you see in Alabama, the brake pads are made in Prattville.
Well, that's interesting. That makes you think of Tommy Boy, for heaven's sake, the brake pad. Yeah, we got it right here.
That's funny. Hey, let me ask this. Like, you know, Birmingham, we have our challenges around here just because, you know, there's not mm-hmm. tons of land left that is developable.
Sure,
you look
sure.
at a place like Huntsville, they got nothing but land all up through there. Athens, you know, over to Decatur
corridor,
and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, do y'all have, I guess, sites available that are ready to go? Or you know, and then how do you, like, I was at the, the Economic Development of Alabama Association's meeting, and all of your guys, you know, were there talking on different projects. If you've got a site, you know, that's ready to go, how do you get the word out? I mean, is, you know, how do you let somebody know this is available?
Mm-hmm. You know, it starts from the top. Alabama Department of Commerce, they keep track of a lot of that. But we also have with Economic Development Partners of Alabama, EDPA, and sorry for all the acronyms, folks. It's like the military. There's acronyms for everything. But all of our sites are on a statewide database. And you put the sites in there, and you update them, and consultants go there. Utility providers, that's another big one, you know, whether if it's Alabama Power, Tennessee Valley, or even Power South, they have clients that come to them, and they go to the website there. And that's why it's important for economic developers to know your product, know what's out there, because they can say, hey, I need 200-plus acres with rail. Hey, where is this located? And then that's when you're filtered through, and then that's when the site selection process begins. It's when you have your sites available, and that's what we're working with. That's why it's so important. I think you may have heard some legislation called the SEEDS Act. That legislation recently happened to where communities are able to purchase more land. They're able to do stuff with utilities, which is really big because, you know, you can have a piece of property all day, but if you don't have power, water, gas to it, you know, it's sort of like buying a house. You need all that for your house,
sure.
even down to the fiber. And that's what makes something a piece of property to a site, is having all the necessary stuff with it. So you got everything ready to go. You got it ready for commerce. You have it ready for EDPA. Utility companies come looking. And so that's when we're ready, when they come looking for us. And also, as economic developer, I joke with people that it's my job every day to annoy somebody for Prattville. And so what I'm doing is putting sites out there, whether it's retail, whether it's industrial, and reaching out to people saying, hey, what about this? What about here? Sure, and, you know, sure. We're real quick on the recruitment side, but also I can't tell you how important it is to make sure our existing industries are taken care of, too. Because, you know, you got to take care of your bread and butter, because when they do well, that's your best recruitment store.
Well, and you got somebody like, you know, Jimmy Stubbs and Riverbank down there growing all over the place. You know, that's a that's another feather in your cap.
For sure.
Yeah, and Guardian, you know, Guardian Credit Union, they've got their, they have a brand new headquarters that's about to be in Prattville, so we're happy with that. What was really astonishing, people don't realize it, but, you know, the last fiscal year, Prattville had over $300 million of economic development just within the city of Prattville.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, that's awesome.
That is amazing.
Well, hey, man, we're about to have to run. Is there anything you'd like to throw in? And are you going to the ICSC thing in Vegas coming up? A lot of you guys go to that.
They do. I will not be in Vegas. We have a lot of industrial projects that I'm working on, so unfortunately not able to go to Vegas, but that's a goal of 2025. But, you know, proud of Prattville, proud to be there. We have a good mayor. We have a good council. And if somebody's looking for property or somewhere to locate, we'd love to have you come look at Prattville. I guarantee you'll prosper.
Yeah. Well, Brian, man, thanks again for coming on. Really appreciate you being part of what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir. And appreciate you stalking me. And always good to that's just a joke.
Yeah.
But also, anytime you can have a JSU grad talking with somebody from Troy is also good, too.
Oh, there you go. That's
well,
right.
Man,
that's right.
You're probably still partying from the women's bowling championship.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Hey, man, we'll take it, man. We'll take it. And, hey, another just quick side note. I think our AD Greg Sykes did mention that JSU and Troy are supposed to announce a football game this summer. So, hey, looking forward to that sometime.
That's fantastic. Well, hey, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right, brother. Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Thanks, Brian. All right, that's Bryant Whaley, the Director of Economic Development for the City of Prattville.